word of God and to greet you in Jesus' name all the way from Thailand. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. Amen. He's a good friend of Apostle Simon Shebinga. Apostle Shebinga was with him a couple of years ago. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We love you, buddy.
Love you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
you. You already hooked up. All right. He's wired.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
It is good to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And it is good to be in the presence of the people who love the Lord.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord is so strong, and we are so thankful to the Lord for allowing us, my wife and I, to be here today. God is so good. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. For He is good. Hallelujah. We are honored and delighted to be here with you today. And we thank God for leading us this day to this church. Thank you, Dr. Jerry Nelson, Pastor Ricky Nels, and the leaders and members of this church for welcoming us and allowing us to be here to share with you the ministry that is going on in Thailand, and also share with you the word of the Lord. It's good when we are in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy.
Yes.
And I can see all of us dancing and praising God in His presence. Oh, God is again. And thank God that the Lord blessed the ministry in Thailand. So from the bottom of our heart, my wife and I would like to say thank you very much for your faithfulness to serve the Lord together with us in spreading the good news in the nation of Thailand. And for those who do not know us yet, I would like to introduce to you my lovely and beautiful wife, Jip. Will you please stand and greet them? Hallelujah. I cannot live without her. And thank God that the Lord brought her into my life. Her real name is Prawansi Kakasikam. It was too long, and so everybody called her in her nickname, Jip, J-I-E-P. My name is Albert Gonzalez, not Speedy Gonzalez. I was born and grew up in Manila, Philippines, and Jeep was born in Bangkok, Thailand, and God is so good. We met in Sacramento, California in 1994, and in 1995, we got married, and by the grace of God, the Lord called us to be missionary to Thailand. We have been a missionary to Thailand for 18 years. And thank God for what He is doing. All glory and honor belongs to Him. Many wonderful things happening in Thailand. And we are so blessed, and it's a pleasure and honor to share with you what the Lord has been doing in the nation of Thailand. So I have a slide presentation, because I would like to update you first and give you the report of what's happening in Thailand. And after that, the Lord has a word to this church. And I believe that you and I will be blessed and will be encouraged and will continue to serve the Lord together in spreading the good news in the nation of Thailand and all over into China. So this time, may I present to you the report about what's going on in Thailand, so that you can have an idea, and then you can see the mighty hand of God. It is not us. We know that the Bible said that not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. It is the Lord what is doing. Be so good to see the mighty hand of God. As you can see here, thank God that we are still alive after 18 years serving the Lord in the nation of Thailand. And I'm so thankful. Glory to God. So that means we still have things to do. Thank God. So thank God for the Lord calling us to be a missionary there. And I would like to tell you and inform you that we have been blessed. Let me get it back. Okay. Thailand is a predominantly Buddhist, with 95% of the populations are adhering to this Asian faith. 4% comprised of other religion, Hinduism and Buddhism. Christianity claims a mere 1%. Out of 68 million, Christianity claims a mere 1%. Lord, have mercy. They do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was so good to be there. And they worship Buddha. And we thank God that we are there to spread the good news and tell them about Jesus, tell them about the truth. And they will, so that they will know the Lord Jesus Christ. We started the work in Thailand in May of 2001. And by the grace of God, the Lord allowed us to start a Thai church in Bangkok, Thailand. Bangkok is the capital city of Thailand, about 12 million population. We started with 15 members and renting a small space, a building near the airport of Dom Wong. And by the grace of God, the Lord blessed us. Today, we have over 100 members in the church. Glory to God. And not only that, we are no longer renting a building, but we have our own building, a three-story building. Glory to God. We were one of the recipients of Project Antioch by the Go Offering. Thank you for supporting Go Offering. And that was 2005 and 2006. We were one of the recipients of this Project Antioch. Thank God, and we are enjoying the facility. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap of praise once more again unto the Lord. As you can see them, we are so blessed to have more and more coming unto the Lord. And the members still growing and growing and growing. Glory to God. We are involved in evangelism. We are there to win soul for Jesus Christ. And thank God, as we obey the Lord, the members and the ministry expand by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there was a time that I was asked by our national director to preach the gospel on our way to the Karen refugee camp. And I asked the Lord, and I prayed, Lord, while on our way, Lord, give me one soul. And thank God, after that, sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when I asked for an altar call, there were over 100 people came to the Lord, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We are thankful that we can as we obey the Lord, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank God, not only in the city of Bangkok, but also up in the mountain. Where the Lord called us to go, we will go. Praise the Lord. Thank God. And we are also involved in discipleship. And thank God for two discipleship seminars and training our leaders, equipping the saints. We just had our IPHC annual conference, the 15th ACA conference in Thailand last October 24 to 26. There were 140 pastors and leaders participated. And there were several of them were ordained and commissioned to work to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for all the support. As we continue also to discipleship, one of the program is also we have this Bible school, what we call Thailand Theological Seminary. And last October 23, 2018, this is our first commencement exercises. Bishop Talmid Gardner was our commencement speaker. And thank God that there were 35 of them graduates. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. And also in our discipleship program, we have this training program near the border of Myanmar and Laos. And thank God for the building, and thank God for the first graduate also. There were 11 of them last October 19, 2018. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. So as you can see, we are training them and equipping them. And today, the Lord blessed us so much. I got the report that IPHC Thailand, today we have 70 churches. Glory to God. From one church in the year 2002, now 70 churches. And not only that, the Lord moved us and led us also to have a ministry and reaching out the Laotian. In Laos now, we have 10 churches. Glory to God. In Vietnam, one church. And in Myanmar, one church. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And not only that, we also have this building construction going on in Thailand Theological Seminary, and we would like to improve the facility so that we can equip our leaders more effectively. The Thailand Theological Seminary and also the Indochina Mission Training Center. There's the dormitory in Indochina Training Center is going on right now, the construction. Thank God. And the people-to-people ministry, thank God that we have over 267, to be exact, 267 children being sponsored through child sponsorship program. Thank you for supporting people-to-people. They are being trained and so that they will know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are our future leaders. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord for that wonderful, wonderful what the Lord is doing. My wife and I actually are so excited to go back to Thailand. Can we go back right now after the service? But thank God, the Lord is so good. Yes. We know that the Lord loves everybody. And the word of the Lord said, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believe the Lord has a word for you. Before coming here in the United States, the Lord put into my heart and shared with you the topic about finishing the task. And it can be found in the book of Philippians, chapter 1. If you have your Bible with you, and would you please stand, those who are able to stand, as I read his word. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1, starting verses 3-6. 3-6. Hallelujah. I'll be reading the NIV version. Verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Let us pray. May the Lord bless us upon the reading of his holy word. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh God, may the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth be glorifying to you. Oh God, in Jesus' name, be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name, bless your people once again. In Jesus' name, amen. You may all be seated. It is too sad that the world is getting worse. It's not getting better. And there are so many problems going on around the world, not only in America, but all over the world. And there are so many problems going on. And it's too sad to see people dying every day who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are so many problems, including drugs and human trafficking, and fighting, killing one another. And I learned that there were about 7,200, I believe, die every year in America or because of drugs, overdose or whatever. That means 133 people dying every day. And the Lord Jesus Christ never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. People are focused on the things and the pleasure of this world, rather than seeking God and his kingdom. That's the reason why we have problems. The only solution to the problem of this world is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God we have Jesus. Yes. We are so blessed to have Jesus in our life. But how about the other people? This is the remember when Jesus Christ was on the cross, and the first word that came out of his mouth, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Many people do not know what they are doing. We are so blessed because we know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And we are free indeed to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. We are blessed to be a blessing. Not only us, but we need to bless others. We are here while we are still alive. It's 2019 now. 2018 has just passed away, and we are now in 2019. What we are doing? Why you are still alive? There's a reason why the Lord keep you alive. Even young or old, even the old will bear fruit. Even they are old. I consider myself to be old. But I thank God, like we can share the joy of the Lord is our strength. We still have things to do. How many here believe that you are still alive today and you are in a Westmoreland, Westmoreland Church. Yes. Why you are here? Why? Because the Lord is not finished with you here. Why he didn't take you home? Some of my cousins and loved ones and friends, they passed away, they're gone. But we are still here. Hallelujah. We still have things to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you willing to do something good for the Lord today and onward? Oh, praise God. I thank God. Apostle Paul said, I thank my God whenever I remember you. Yes, thank God. We still have things to do. Because if not, what are we going to do? Just look at each other? We have things to do. I remember when I was at the church in Marysville, California, about a month ago, and it so happened that I read in the bulletin, it was written by Ruth Monsey, and it said, if I carry the gospel to the lost near and far, I won't stand empty-handed at God's judgment bar. But I dare not relax until I've done all he asks, lest I should leave behind an unfinished task. Oh, we have run the race. We have kept the faith. These words I long to hear my Savior say. So when my life on earth is past, there's just one thing, dear Lord, I ask. Don't let me leave behind an unfinished task. This is the reason why I was so touched to read this passage in this book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Apostle Paul wrote this letter addressed to the saint in Philippi, including the elders and deacons of the church. And he said, I thank my God in verse 3 every time I remember you. So the first element that I would like to share with you to finish the task is to have a heart of gratitude.
Yes.
We need to have a heart of gratitude.
Yes.
Apostle Paul has a very good relationship with the Philippian believers. And because they supported him, they love him, they care for him, and even supported him financially. And that's why he said, I thank my God whenever I remember you. It's a divine connection that the Lord allowed them to connect. And it's also a divine connection that I am connected with you. Thank God. I thank my God. Apostle Paul said, whenever I remember you. When I can say as a missionary, because you are supporting us, I thank my God whenever I see you.
Hallelujah.
I remember that song, the more I see you, the more I love you. Okay, it's because of the relationship we have. Especially us, Jerry, Pastor Jerry and me. Thank God. Because of his love that brought us together. He thanked God for this Philippine and believers in Philippi. And if you can remember the Lord Jesus Christ on his way to Jerusalem between Samaria and Galilee, as he was going into a village, there were 10 men who had leprosy met him, and they stood at a distance and call out in a loud voice, Jesus! Master! Have pity on us! When he saw them, he said, go, show yourself to the prophets. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Jesus is looking for people who has a heart of gratitude. I thank God that you are here today to give thanks unto the Lord and praise Him. Jesus feels it. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to take it. Say thanks to Jesus or give thanks to Jesus. Say thanks to Jesus. Thank Him. Thank Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God that you are in the house of the Lord. Don't you know that you touch the heart of God when we are in His presence? You and I were cleansed by the blood of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We were cleansed. We were healed. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let's say together, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For the great things that you have done in our life.
Woo.
In Psalm 107, the Bible said, for the Lord is good.
Yes.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
For He is good.
Yes.
For His mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And He gathered them up out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. This is the reason why we are here. Let's give praise and thank unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Number 2. To have a heart of prayer with joy. Verse 4 said, in all of you, I always pray with joy.
Yes.
Paul is praying for their needs with joy without complaining, though he was aware of the problem among them. There was problem going on that time, but he telling them that Apostle Paul praying for them. Thank God, because we know that prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. We are facing many challenges. Thank God for your church. Praying and healing come. Deliverer come. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Apostle Paul said, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in any circumstances, for it is God's will in Christ Jesus concerning you. We believe in the power of prayer. When we pray, the Lord move.
Hallelujah.
I had a problem before with my prostate. That year, probably in 2004, I was in Falcon, staying in a missionary house. And I was keep praying, and I know people praying for me. And one early morning, I was awakened by the presence of the Lord. He walked beside my bed, you know, because I was taking so much medicine. And I had an appointment before that. After that, I have already appointment made to see a specialist doctor. And then during the time, that early morning, the Lord just walked by, passed by beside me. I've noticed this when he was about to disappear. White, bright, and just, and then I can feel, walk! And then I began to stood up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And sure enough, after 3 days, I went to see my specialist doctor, and everything, I had a test, everything they done, whatever this they've done. And then all of the results were negative. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. From then on, up to now, I feel good. Woo! I feel good. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. Even my friend, our friend, Tambinga, Bishop Tambinga, we prayed for him. We prayed together. Thank God. God answers prayer. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. Just be humble. We know that the 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Yes. Hallelujah! Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. Number three is to have a heart of love. In verse 5, it says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, the manifestation of their love for God to reach out to the lost causes them to partner with Apostle Paul. The same thing, because of your passion, because of your love for God, you connected us. You connected with the missionaries. I believe not only me, you are supporting many missionaries. Because of the love of Christ overflowing in you, thank God for all of you, for what you're doing and being partner in the spreading the good news. Thank God, because we know that we need to love God first. Amen. I believe that the church is designed to fulfill the great commandment and the great commission. And the great commandment say, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And we know that the Great Commission, when God commanded his disciple, and he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, he said, I am always with you till the end of the earth. We are not only hearers of his word, but we are also doers of his word. How many here would like to win soul for Jesus? Yes. Hallelujah. There are so many things that we can do as we obey his commandment. And we know that even King Solomon, in his last conclusion, that he said, fear God and obey his commandment, for it is the whole duty of man. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love Jesus? Yes. Are you willing to keep his commandments? Yes. Hallelujah. And he said further in John 14:21, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Yes. It's good to see that when we obey that. And I thank God, we didn't expect that we will be a missionary to Thailand. Thank God that he sent us and in obedience to his commandment. Because of his love, first loving us, then we love him too. If you love the Lord, say, Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. And the last one is to finish the task. In verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, know therefore that the Lord thy God, that the Lord thy God, he is God. He's the faithful God who keeps his covenant and mercy with them. To them that love and obey his commandment to a thousand generations. Thank God for his faithful. Even if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful and he cannot deny himself for who he is. Let's give a clap of praise to the Lord for his faithful. He is faithful. That's why I thank God for his word. When we know that Apostle Paul is confident, he is unwavering faith that the Lord, he who began his good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. And I remember that song. It goes like this. He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you, he's faithful to complete it. He's faithful to complete it. Who started the work will be able to complete it in you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God. It is him, not us. He is the one who transforming us to a person that the Lord wanted us to be. Until he comes, we know that he's coming back again. Jesus said in John 14, 1 to 3, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah! We will see him again. Every tribe, every nation will worship the Lord forever and ever. And I remembered the song, when the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will sing like David sing. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will sing like David sing. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sing. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing like David sing. Hallelujah! When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will dance like David dance. When the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, I will dance like David dance. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David dance. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David dance. Hallelujah! When we are in heaven, we will worship the Lord. We will sing, and no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. Hallelujah. I will be all strong again forever and ever with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. Thank Thank you very much. God is so good to all of us. Keep doing what the Lord instructed you to do. Thank you for this church. I believe that the Lord is going to bless you more. And thank you so much for being here today. For the Lord is good. He will bless us all more and more. And we will enjoy while we are here on earth and also in heaven. Let's give a clap of praise unto the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Bless this church, oh God. Continue to anoint each and every one of us. Use that for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise for what he's doing in Thailand and all over the world. Sister Melissa, can you come and sing that song at this time? Are you prepared to do that? Five minutes, 6 minutes to 12. We got plenty. Wasn't she scared? We'll do it later then? All right. Brother Ray, that song you sang about the resurrection Wednesday night, you remember that? That's the song. Yes, please. That's it. Yes. You may be here today and you've heard what God is doing in other places. Maybe you've never made peace with God. The tomb is empty. He's ascended, seated at the right hand of the Father, poured out his precious blood, that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sing it, brother. Let us stand.
Mary came unto the tomb of Jesus. Stone was moved. The Lord had gone away. The angel said, "You're not the one you're seeking. For he has risen this very day."
Sing it, church, if you know it. Glory.
Gone, the stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, to sit at his Father's side.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Over death's triumphant gone, sin is defeated gone.
Even you got anything you want to give to the Lord, these altars are open. If you want to lay something down, victory's in Jesus. Glory.
If you don't know this risen,
come talk to the Master. Come get your miracle. Come get what God has been wanting to do in your life. Glory. Make him Lord of all. Hallelujah. Woo!
Oh, don't wait till his bride has been complete.
We love you, Master. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Oh, don't wait.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Say it's too late.
Your miracle's on the way because
the stone is rolled back on. The tomb is empty gone. Who sat at his Father's side? Gone over death's triumphant gone. Sin is defeated gone. Stone is rolled back on. The tomb is empty gone. Who said that? gone. Over death triumphant gone. Sin is defeated gone. He lives forevermore.
Sing a verse, brother.
Now, my friend, he don't know.
Do you know this Jesus? Come
Savior.
Get to know him better.
Oh, I beg you, please don't wait too late to pray. Oh, don't wait.
I release God's miracle working power. Restoration in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
by the power of the Great Commission, the power of God's blood, I release miracles into this house. Glory, glory.
On his throwback gone, the tomb is empty gone, to sit at his Father's side. Oh, hallelujah, go.
Woo! Glory.
Over hallelujah. Death's triumphant gone.
Praise God for that victory he's given you. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Glory.